I guess I'll talk about the Screen Test, 1965, which is, I guess, a more recent poem. It's one of the poems I've written since I've been in DC, since fall 2005. I'm in the arts management program at American University, and often, my classes involve going to museums, going to theaters, going to performing arts venues, and evaluating the spaces. So, just on a whim, after having done so many, been to so many places for an assignment, that I just want to go into, an art space just for myself, because I feel like you don't really get to enjoy it when you're going there and saying, "All right, evaluate this marketing strategy," or, talk about the ways in which the museum was laid out. Sometimes you just want to go and just, be in the midst of art, which is one of those, or, can be one of those rare and wonderful opportunities. So I went to the Cochrane Gallery, and they had an exhibit on Andy Warhol's, stuff. And they have these screen tests of, his. And for the most part, they were all kind of in the 60s. And it's just about these, 4 or 5 minute screen tests where he's just has the camera set on someone, and, they're either just sitting there, or they're moving or playing around with him. They're all silent, so even if they do decide to say something, you can't hear it. It's just these black and white screen tests of people, and all notable people. And so I was looking at them for a while, and they got to the one with Asbury, and he's young. I guess my most recent image of Asbury is on the back of his book, or is that photo that was on the cover of American Poetry Review a while back, where it's just him and those eyes. And it was kind of like watching the screen test was like, and I'll explain this a little more so it doesn't sound so crazy, but like not a daymare, like it was like a nightmare, but I was awake, so I understood, what was going on. Whereas it was one of those things, like if I was watching it and I had been asleep, I would have been in my sleep thinking, "Wow, this is creepy." But the way he did it, the way the light source was set up for the screen test, it was coming from Asbury's left, and he just kind of had this shadow dragging across the right side of his face. And sometimes it would just, because it's a black and white film, it would just get so intense that like half the face would just kind of like disappear. Or all you could see was kind of like, those big John Asbury eyes, just focused on you. And I don't really consider myself much of an ekphrastic writer, but there was something about, this experience that, I think, as I said in my response to the question about do you have a writing ritual, I just started writing. I had some type of scrap of paper. I think it was the program for the show, and I had a pen. So I just kind of started, jotting down different things about it. And actually, I'm really surprised at the form of the poem, because it's really something that I would never, I couldn't imagine myself consciously sitting down and saying, "Okay, you're gonna write a poem with a right margin." Like it just, when I think of about it out of context, I'm like, where does this poem fit in your body of work? How do you get here? But then again, when I think back to the image of the screen test and the way the light was working in the screen test, I can see it kind of that way. It's kind of like working the way the shadow did. And I think I try to play with the line breaks, with the idea of holding sound or holding pause, the way that the screen test, or the way that his face was holding the light in different ways and not holding the light and letting it fall away. So I think that's something I had in mind. I do worry about the ending because I think, people read it and they just go, that's for the people that don't like Ashbery. They're like, oh yeah, you're trying to make this comment about Ashbery, and I'm not. I'm really. It doesn't have anything to do with Ashbery's writing. It just has to be about, the way his face looks sometimes if you've seen him in a picture. And I guess that's such a hard thing for people to buy since John Ashbery is just a big, such a big literary figure that they think, oh, sure, you're just talking about his face, but I am. It's all about the art. It's all about the screen test. And just the fact that even, as a young man or a younger man, that he had that same look, I think that was the main thing that got me. I was like, man, John Ashbery had that cold, kind of like really just blank look, even back then. This isn't a new thing. And just kind of like seeing in that different context just sparked the poem, I guess.